This is Tennessee Talks with United States Congressman Tim Burchett.
Hey, everybody. Congressman Tim Burchett. Welcome back to Tennessee Talks. It's Christmas Day, so I wanted to talk to you about some of my favorite things and memories. My favorite Christmas food would probably be leftovers. I used to smoke turkeys at Christmas, and Mama would always make turkey chow mein, and it was awesome. Those little crunchy noodles in there, and the soy sauce, and that smoked turkey. Man, that was, that was good. My favorite Christmas memories, of course, just as a kid, I don't know how Mom and Daddy did it. We didn't have a lot of money, but all my brother, sister, and I was just the stuff was just piled up under the tree. I mean, it just seemed to go on forever. And of course, Mom and Dad would stay up all night putting it all together. And just we'd get up in the morning and before the sun came up, and Dad would say, let's sleep a little longer. And it just took forever. And then I can remember when Isabel's first Christmas, and she was like, Tim, wake up. I was like, honey, Santa Claus hadn't been down here, but I think she'd already gone down and checked out the presents and knew Santa Claus had already been there. So that was another favorite memory. Me and Kelly and Isabel, our first Christmas was just wonderful because the house was so cluttered, and allegedly Isabel still believed in Santa Claus, so we put cookies out for him, and I drank half a Yoo-Hoo, and I wrote her a little note, and I took powdered sugar and sprinkled it around my boots, my boot prints, going in and out of the fireplace, so it looked like I was tracking soot. And I thought she bought it, but she got a little older, so I think she just played it up just for me. Favorite song, I guess, Away in a Manger. There's a really cool version on Andy Griffith's show. You can YouTube it, Andy Griffith Christmas or Away in a Manger. And him and, I'm forgetting the girlfriend's name, but she sang it, and it was just like an angel, and it was wonderful. It's a cool Christmas show, too. Favorite movie, of course, It's a Wonderful Life. I still come in and wake my wife up sometime and tell her she could have married anybody. She could have married Sam Wainwright, and she always says the perfect line. She said, but I wanted my babies to look like you. And then I say, are you on the nest? And she always laughs. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yeah, I think so. It doesn't do much about celebrating the birth of our Savior, but you know, it's got Christmas, it's around Christmas time, so I can dig that. Am I a fan of eggnog? My mama used to make eggnog, and it didn't taste anything like this stuff you get at the store, so, and it didn't, of course, didn't have alcohol in it either, and it was excellent. Best stocking stuffer. Mom and Daddy, we always had these red stockings with our names on them, and just all that cool candy was probably what I dug. It was just always a lot, which was kind of, I remember Mom and Daddy telling me when they were little, they would get like a little toy. And Mama lived up in the country, so they would get like an orange and some fruit. And that was really all they got. Maybe a new pair of shoes that they needed, because there were seven kids and an uncle who visited and ended up living there for like 13 years before he died. And that was during the Depression, right before the Second World War. So I always think about her and her not getting much, but she was so happy to get what she got. And then Daddy, when he was courting Mama, he would always buy her one time he bought a sack of little tangerines, or I forget what they call them now, the ones you can just peel real easy. And she thought Daddy was rich because I think he spent a nickel on it. And my daddy was just a big spender. His mama said she married him for the money, and then she spent 60 years trying to find it. We wake up early in the morning to open presents, as soon as I can get out of bed and get in a shower. But Isabel said, dadgum sneaky, I'm pretty sure she gets down there and checks it out first. Because one time, though, I remember when she was little, she said that she was wondering if Santa Claus. I said, no, Santa Claus, I just heard on the news that he was like in another county and he was coming this way, and they said that he was passing over houses if the kids weren't asleep. So she immediately went to silent mode. If I could critique or talk down to Santa about one thing, what would it be? I don't know. He's got a pretty tough job. I guess the North Pole is a right to work state. So I don't think they have much issues with labor up there, but he keeps them all seem to be pretty happy. And but anyway, folks, I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas. I hope you get to spend time with your family and you celebrate the birth of our Savior. He came into this world and died for our sins, and that's about all that life's about for me and my family. So anyway, and all my Jewish friends, I hope you have a very happy Hanukkah as well. And this concludes our episode of Christmas Day of Tennessee Talks, and I just want to say, as always, thank y'all for sending me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Tennessee Talks. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Keep up with Congressman Burchett by following Rep. Tim Burchett on Twitter and Instagram, and Congressman Tim Burchett on Facebook and YouTube.